Exit Test, Modules 1 to 8. Listening. Listen to some people talking about challenges and match the speakers, 1 to 5, to the statements, A to E.
I spoke to some young people about challenges, and here's what they had to say.
When my friend first suggested we try skydiving, I thought that he was crazy. Why would I want to jump out of a plane or do anything else that might put my life at risk? But now, 4 years later, not only do I go skydiving whenever I get the chance, but I also love kite surfing, white water rafting, and any other exciting activity that presents a real challenge for me.
I've always thought that life's difficult enough without us trying to make it harder. That's why I don't understand people who put themselves in danger through various extreme sports or any other activities that may cause injuries. It's not that I'm afraid, but better safe than sorry is my motto.
I think I'm old enough to start working. I've discussed it with my parents and we've decided that I'll be working part-time at my dad's restaurant after school. It'll be a real challenge for me trying to balance school and work, but I think I'll be able to cope well.
Last year, my friends persuaded me to go trekking in the mountains with them. It wasn't that bad, but what I remember most about the experience are all the cuts and bruises I got. Sure, it was challenging enough for me to walk for hours through forests and up the mountainside, but I'd have to think twice before going with them next time.
One of the things I enjoy most in life is to get involved in new and exciting things in the company of my friends. Unfortunately, my best friends are also my most boring friends. I can never seem to tear them away from their computers or TVs long enough for us to do something different, something thrilling. So, when it comes to kite surfing or skydiving, I'm on my own.
When my friend first suggested we try skydiving, I thought that he was crazy. Why would I want to jump out of a plane or do anything else that might put my life at risk? But now, 4 years later, not only do I go skydiving whenever I get the chance, but I also love kite surfing, white water rafting, and any other exciting activity that presents a real challenge for me.
I've always thought that life's difficult enough without us trying to make it harder. That's why I don't understand people who put themselves in danger through various extreme sports or any other activities that may cause injuries. It's not that I'm afraid, but better safe than sorry is my motto.
I think I'm old enough to start working. I've discussed it with my parents and we've decided that I'll be working part-time at my dad's restaurant after school. It'll be a real challenge for me trying to balance school and work, but I think I'll be able to cope well.
Last year, my friends persuaded me to go trekking in the mountains with them. It wasn't that bad, but what I remember most about the experience are all the cuts and bruises I got. Sure, it was challenging enough for me to walk for hours through forests and up the mountainside, but I'd have to think twice before going with them next time.
One of the things I enjoy most in life is to get involved in new and exciting things in the company of my friends. Unfortunately, my best friends are also my most boring friends. I can never seem to tear them away from their computers or TVs long enough for us to do something different, something thrilling. So, when it comes to kite surfing or skydiving, I'm on my own.